So you're saying UNICEF is a scam?
It's the perfect cover for a money laundering operation. No one can keep track of all those kids with those little orange boxes of change.
Oh, no, it's Sally Weaver.
Oh, yeah, your old college roommate.
No, it's Susan Ross's old college roommate. She moved to New York a few years ago. She's trying to become an actress.
Dramatic or comedian?
Untalented. She's always inviting me to see her in some bad play in a tiny room without ventilation. It's really depressing.
Oh, we don't go to enough theater.
She should just give up.
Hey!
Hey there, Mr. Too Big to Come to My Show. I just came from Tap. I'm all woo! I'm on my way to an audition. I'm still looking for that big break.
Why don't you just give up?
Kramer!
Well, that's what Jerry says. Well, now, face it, if it hasn't happened, it's not going to happen. All right. Okay, I'll go grab us a booth. Join us?
So, Susan's dead.
Well, I think she was happy someone finally said it.
Why did you have to say anything to her?
Well, the conversation was lagging.
Why can't you ever just keep your big mouth shut?
I come in here to have a pleasant meal, and if we're not going to have one, I'll grab a bite to eat at your place.
You know, maybe Kramer was right. Some people should just give up. I have.
What did you want to be?
I don't remember, but it certainly wasn't death. Look at this cartoon in The New Yorker. I don't get this.
Me neither.
And you're on the fringe of the humor business. Hey, George, look at this.
That's cute.
You got it?
No, never mind.
Come on. We're two intelligent people here. We can figure this out. Now, we got a dog and a cat in an office.
It looks like my accountant's office. There's no pets working there.
And the cat is saying, I've enjoyed reading your email.
It's got something to do with that 42 in the corner.
It's a page number.
Well, I can't crack this one.
That'd be a mistake.
Now, Janet, she'll be here any minute.
She's been hiding her from us. You must really like her.
Oh, Jerry, the minute I saw this girl, we just clicked. She's got such a nice face. Her eyes, her mouth, nose.
We know what a face consists of.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Jerry, Elaine, I give you Janet.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Do we still have time to make the movie?
Oh, yeah, we just can't go to the supermarket to get some candy.
Jerry, she looks exactly like you.
She does not.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't. I don't care.
Hey, Kramer.
Hey, got some messages. Yeah, George, Elaine, George again, Elaine, Newman, but that was a crank call. Yeah. And some Sally woman called, says thanks a lot.
Yeah, she's quitting the business. You ruined her life.
What? You're the one who ruined her life.
Well, that's not how she remembers it.
Well, I gotta talk her out of this.
I thought you said she stinks.
She does stink. And she should quit. But I don't want it to be because of me. It should be the traditional route. Years of rejection and failure until she spit out the bottom of the porn industry. Yeah.
Hey, George and Janet.
Oh, who's Janet?
George's girlfriend. Elaine thinks she looks like me, but I think it's, as you would say, kooky talk.
You know what woman I always thought you looked like? Lena Horne.
Hey, George.
And you must... look exactly like Jerry. You don't see this? Oh, you're like twins.
Woo! This is eerie. What are you talking about? Janet doesn't look anything like Jerry.
Well, maybe we do look a little like each other.
No, what do you know about what you look like?
Come on, George, relax. Just because they look alike, that doesn't mean you're secretly in love with Jerry.
All right, we're going now. Bye-bye.
We just got here, George.
Well, it's getting dark.
Yeah, she's a nice girl. Kind of quiet, though.
What are you doing? Don't tell tell a woman she looks like a man. And George doesn't want to hear his girlfriend looks like me. Frankly, neither do I.
Well, how should I have broached the subject?
You don't broach. You keep your mouth shut.
Well, sounds like someone's having a bad day.
Yeah, because of you.
Well, then I think one of us should leave.
Quit the business. This is all because of me?
Mm-hmm.
You can't give up. You don't think people tell me I stink? When I'm on stage, that's all I hear. You stink. You suck. We like magic. Really? Of course. I stink. You stink. It's showbiz. Everybody stinks.
Yeah. You've been stinking since the 80s.
All right. I think we've covered my act. Now you get out there and stink it up with everybody else.
All right. Yes. Thank you, I'm going to do it.
Now!
Well, I've asked everyone at work, and no one gets this cartoon. I mean, I don't understand why no one can explain it, but I am going to get to the bottom of it.
Well, I think we're at the bottom.
Hey, George. Janet seems really nice. And she's quite a handsome woman.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What do you mean by that?
Enjoy.
Elaine, huh? She's completely...
Oh, I know. Because you don't think Janet...
No.
Why would I?
It's ludicrous.
Yes.
I mean, neither one of us.
No.
So...
Exactly.
I'm not gay.
Well, neither am I.
Kramer, get in!
Kramer!
Crazy man! Come on! Oh,
come on in here!
What are you doing?
Come and talk to us.
I made an important life decision.
Let's talk about that.
Don't leave.
All right, I know I've been kind of shooting off at the mouth lately. First, with that girl whose life you destroyed, and then about George dating a lady Jerry.
What's the decision?
I know you want me to keep my big mouth shut. Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm never going to talk again.
Yeah, right.
What do I need to talk for, huh? What, to blab to the neighbors about how George has a new femme Jerry friend?
Or to tell everybody at the coffee shop how George is all mixed up in a perverse sexual amalgam of some girl and his best friend?
See, now, I've done all that. Now it's time for silence.
Silence? Yes!
I mean, you're never going to be able to completely stop talking.
Jerry, 94% of communication is nonverbal. Yeah, watch.
What does this mean?
Well, it's Frank and Estelle's reaction to hearing about George's man love for CJ.
Shut up!
That was the idea!
Kramer, there's no way you stick to this.
What?
Oh, you're gonna start now?
That's right. Right now.
No!
So, Jay Peterman wants to hire some of our cartoonists to illustrate your catalog.
Well, we're hoping that if perhaps the catalog is a little funnier, people won't be so quick to return the clothes. For example, I love this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a... rather clever jab at inter-office politics, don't you think?
Why is it that the animals enjoy reading the email?
Well, Ms. Benners, cartoons are like gossamer, and one doesn't dissect gossamer.
Well, you don't have to dissect it. If you could just tell me why this is supposed to be funny...
Oh, it's merely a commentary on contemporary mores.
But what is the comment?
It's a slice of life.
No, it isn't.
Pun?
I don't think so.
Wolstein?
That's not a word. You have no idea what this means, do you?
No.
Then why did you print it?
I like the kitty.
You know what? You people should be ashamed of yourselves. You know, you doodle a couple of bears at a cocktail party talking about the stock market. You think you're doing comedy.
Actually, that's not bad.
Oh, really? But, you know, I have others.
Sally, I can't believe you're already doing a one-woman show.
No, it's just a little performance piece I wrote. But you know what? You really inspired me. Okay? A tear?
Hey, there you are.
Oh,
right. Cone of silence.
Hi, everybody. I think you're really going to like this because it's about me. Well, all right, it's not just about me. It's about me and this guy, Jerry Seinfeld, who I like to call the devil. Okay, so I run into this Jerry on the street, and then he says to me, "Hey, Sally, you stink. You should give up acting." Oh, I'm doing Jerry now, okay? So you have to imagine I have horns, a tail, and a husband set of feet. You know what I mean? That guy?
Oh, shut up.
She does a full hour about how you're the devil? I gotta go see this thing.
Good luck. It's sold out for the next 3 weeks.
Well, I bet I can get in once I mention I'm from The New Yorker.
The New Yorker?
Yes, The New Yorker. I met with their cartoon editor, and I got him to admit that that cartoon made no sense.
Wow, good work, Nancy Drew.
And that I could submit some of my own cartoons.
Wow, that's incredible. But you don't draw.
I do, too.
What, your sad little horsies? The house with the little curl of smoke? The sunflower with the smiley face? The transparent cube?
Better than your drawings of naked Lois Lane.
Where did you see that? Those are private!
Jerry, sorry I'm late. Channel 9 is doing a piece on my show. Isn't that great? Do you hate me?
No, I thought the show was terrific. I was just wondering if you have to keep saying Jerry Seinfeld is the devil.
Well, that is the title.
I know, but I thought maybe you could mention how I apologized and encouraged you to stick with it.
You know, I workshopped that, and snoozers! But I'll tell you what, I'll tinker. It's all a journey.
Thanks. Get a little schmutz there.
Excuse me, Miss Weaver? Oh, my God, it is you. I've seen your show 6 times.
What a surprise.
You're great. It's great. It's so great to see a show that's about something.
My friends are idiots. She doesn't look like Jerry. She doesn't look like anybody. Then so what if she does look like Jerry? What does that mean? That I could have everything I have with Jerry, but because it's a woman, I could also have sex with her. And that somehow that would be exactly what I always wanted. She doesn't even look like Jerry.
You know, I really do look a lot like your friend Jerry.
I know.
Thanks for watching 9 News. We leave you tonight with a scene from Sally Weaver's one-woman show.
Okay, so I go to meet Jerry Seinfeld at this horrible coffee shop, right? And he's like, "Hey, stop doing your show." And I'm like, "Hello, it's a free country." So then he goes, "Okay, schmutzy." And he starts pawing at my sweater, right? And getting all, you know, hands across America.
He really was schmutzy. I didn't try and grab her.
And this is what he looks like when he is eating.
Get out of my house.
Well, boys, I did it. I had to stay up all night, but I finally came up with a great New Yorker cartoon.
I stayed up all night. I fixed myself up a little before I go out.
That is not the point.
Some mouthwash, a hat, something.
Just read it.
Pretty good.
Pretty good? This is a gem. Kramer, look at it. What? It's funny.
the pig at a complaint department.
Yeah, and he's saying, I wish I was taller. See? That's his complaint.
I get it.
Do you? Because that's not a normal complaint.
Well, how about if it was something like, I can't find my receipt, my place is a sty.
Well, everything with you has to be so jokey.
I'm a comedian.
I wish I was taller. That's nice. That's real.
Yeah, well, I got a complaint. This cartoon stinks.
I'll tell you who doesn't think it stinks. The New Yorker. That's right. They're publishing it in their next issue. Oh, you know what? I just ran into Newman in the hall. He said you tried to grope Sally Weaver.
Oh, that's it. I'm going to put an end to this.
The pig says my wife is a slut.
Now, that's a complaint. Hello, Sally. Yeah, this is Jerry. I just wanted to leave you a message to let you know I caught your little piece on TV, and I'm
getting a little tired of hearing about how horrible I am, and I would really appreciate it if you would just leave me out of your act altogether.
Well, I'm calling in the big guns.
Cease and desist on behalf of my client, Jerry Seinfeld. Signed, crybaby Jerry Seinfeld's lawyer. Okay, well, I've got two words for you, Jerry Seinfeld.
You. How could she say that on TV? And how did she get a cable special? I've never gotten a cable special. Well, that's it. I'm not giving her any more material. We are incommunicado. Exactly.
Check it out. From the new issue of The New Yorker. Funny, isn't it? Look at it. The pig wants to be taller. And what's this guy going to say, huh? Nothing.
Elaine, I'm afraid I have incurred yet another flat tire.
Can I fix that after lunch, sir?
Oh, no. Right away. Chop, chop. Oh, a new cartoon. I wish I was taller. I'd like to see that complaint get rectified.
You see? Smart people think this is funny. And you want to know why? Because I wrote it.
You shouldn't make fun of pigs.
Flash of lightning, Elaine. I just realized why I like this cartoon so much.
Oh, do tell, sir.
It's a Ziggy.
A Ziggy?
That irreverence, that wit, I'd recognize it anywhere. Some charlatan has stolen a Ziggy and passed it off as his own. I can prove it. Quick, Elaine, to my archives.
You know what? You know what's great about our relationship? It's not about looks.
It's not?
No, can't be. For instance, I remember when we first met, we had a great conversation.
I remember you said I was the prettiest girl at the party.
But then after that, we really talked, didn't we?
Well, you told me how familiar I looked and that you must have seen me somewhere before.
This relationship has got to be about something. And fast, or I am in very serious and weird trouble. What else happened?
You asked for a piece of gum because you thought your breath smelled like hummus.
All right. Yes, gum. Good enough. I'll take it.
I like gum.
I do, too. You see, that's what we're about. You don't remind me of anyone, and we love gum.
I have gum in my hair.
I'm losing it.
Hey, you're Jerry's friend. You're kooky. Mind if I sit? My show is going really well. Have you seen it yet? You should. Everybody else is on it. Oh, you know what? I got recognized the other day. How weird is that? I know. I mean, first I like the attention, and then after a while it's like, whoa, take three steps back. Get a life, okay? Then there wouldn't be a Sally Weaver without the fans, you know what I mean? But who am I anyway? I mean, there's Sally Weaver the woman, Sally Weaver the artist, Sally Weaver the person.
No, you gotta shut up.
I'm sorry. I haven't spoken in days.
Well, lay it on me, String Bean.
You ripped off a Ziggy?
It must have seeped into my subconscious. Putty as Ziggy bedsheet. Did you read the comic today?
No, I see Ziggy's back at the complaint department. The New Yorker is stealing my ideas. See, that's funny. Because it's real.
Hey, look it. Sally's cable show's on.
Hey, Kramer, come on in. You're going to watch this. This'll be funny. Now she's got nothing.
Master of Evil, Jerry Seinfeld, broke off all contact with me.
That's right, sister. Why don't you just give up?
Why are you yelling at the TV?
Okay, get this. I heard he makes his best friend date women who look just like him. Hello, issues?
Wait, have you been talking to her?
Hey, I'm just a fan.
Oh, and speaking of issues, guess who got a no-polish manicure and begged his neighbor not to tell anyone?
I thought you stopped talking.
All right, starting now.
And then I'll be ready for bed.
Okay, look, the gum isn't cutting it for me. We need to be about something else. Anything. Please.
George.
Your hair.
Well, I had to cut the gum out. I had a little trouble getting it even. So why don't you get undressed, George?
George, you're going to be in trouble!